Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be here with you guys. You guys, you know the mission and the purpose, of course, of Good Deeds. It's to showcase and promote other people's vision, their dreams, and, of course, their purpose, what God has predestined them to do in this world. You know, we always need to be able to encourage others, to support others, and, of course, share your experience to somebody else because you know it was a test and you need to make it a testimony, meaning you need to share it with somebody else. That has come to you to help somebody else, and, of course, you have learned in the situation as well. You guys, just thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with Good Deeds. And, you know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday. We have an awesome, awesome show today. We're going to just jump right in it very quickly. We have a dear friend that actually, you know, we want to answer the question. What to do if you go from being in corporate America, and we can equate that to any job that you're having now, to transition into being your own CEO, to having your own business, to say, okay, now I'm ready to put my passion that I have into the, walk on into the purpose. You know, it's a stepwise process. You know, sometimes we want to do it, sometimes we need a push, and sometimes, you know what happens? You have to do it when you really wasn't, you thought you wasn't ready, but you always know that God always put people, put open doors, and put every provision before you when you need it. And we just so excited that Mr. Roy Williams is here with us. He's a international artist. He's a journalist. I mean, it's amazing. He's a CEO of his own company, and he's going to give us some tools and some awesome ideas of things that we can do when we transition from corporate America to being a CEO if you want to or you don't. And we're going to just welcome him to the show, and we're just going to dive right into this to get this awesome, awesome information. And Mr. Roy Williams, are you here?
I am. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show, Dr. Sunday.
Oh, wow. It's just so excited for you to be here with us, and I know you're going to give us some tools. I already have my pen and paper ready. I wasn't going to rely on technology. I went back to the old school of the way that we actually, you know, learned it in back in the day. The kids now don't know nothing about that as much as we do, but I really thank you much for taking time out of your schedule.
Well, I appreciate you for asking me to be on, and, you know, it's amazing how God will sometimes have to push you, you know, into your destiny. And that is what happened for me. As you mentioned earlier, I was a reporter for 23 years here in Birmingham, Alabama, with the Birmingham News. Loved it. I got a lot of great accolades for my writing. I've been a loyal following for my coverage of African-American and small businesses and women-owned businesses and personal finance. And then all of a sudden, my world kind of changed, and God pushed me out to work for myself when my job was eliminated due to a cutback at the newspaper. And I started my own company, Williams Writing Solutions. And I'm really enjoying it so far, getting a chance to work for myself and fulfill my own destiny.
Wow, that's just so powerful. I don't know if anyone got a chance to look on Facebook. I uploaded this short little video, and the lady was giving us, you know, her rendition of what to do when you transition, especially when you don't want to. But one of the wonderful things she said is, and, you know, you initially when you setting up everything, you know, you may feel overwhelmed. You may feel even something you're hiding there. But tell us, and you know, some tools that we can do to try to, you know, make that transition as smooth as we can.
Well, you know, I started making preparations early because a couple of years ago, I don't know how it is in Atlanta and where other people are listening, but in Birmingham, the newspaper started having problems for a while. It started in that what they call it the Great Recession, when people stopped buying as many ads. And in TV and newspaper and radio, what pays the bills, what pays our salaries is the advertising, and people cut back. One of the first places the businesses cut back on was advertising. So the Bringing News about 4 years ago gave us our first furlough, 1 week off, basically without pay. And it was like a shock to us because we all thought the newspaper was doing good. And then the next thing you know, it became another week. And the same thing happened in TV, and a lot of newspapers started cutting back, and they started doing buyouts. And when all that happened about 4 years ago, I started making preparations, but I wasn't ready to step out of faith. I started putting together my business plan, wrote a business plan for my own public relations company. As a business writer, I knew a lot of businesses. So I started letting people know if the worst thing happened, I was going to need to work for myself. I wanted to know if I could count on this. And so I did my preparation work early on. There were warning signs in the air, and that's what people need to look for. Look for what warning signs are out there and make preparations so that you won't be caught off guard.
Oh, you just really said it there. It's looking for the warning signs. I can be transparent here. I ignored the warning signs with my job. And they say, I know I got to work, and they say, okay. And I'm like, okay. And I had to work out that whole day. And I really had to, like the old people say, search my soul. Because,
well, you know, it
because
happened
you.
It happened to me again because, see, I started putting feelers out. And when the paper, when I did get the downsizing notice, I mean, they laid off 61% of the newsroom. And because of my connections, I was able to get another job. I mean, I was eliminated in October 2012, and I got another job at a school, a private school. And I thought things were going well there, but then it happened again, January of this year. And this time, I only got 1 day's notice. So once I got the 1 day's notice, I said, okay, God, that means this time you're saying really do it. Because I almost started it when I first got eliminated at the paper, but I wasn't ready to step out on faith. And God was basically saying the timing is not right. And I knew that other job was a temporary thing because it wasn't as much money, and I was made promises that weren't coming to fruition. I was working as a marketing director at a school. So I said to myself, okay, well, you know, I started looking when that other job at the school was having financial problems. I started looking for another job, but I kept getting turned down. I applied for jobs where I was incredibly qualified, but practically every job I applied for, they would hire somebody half my age and, of course, half my pay. And after it happened 3 times, and I didn't even get called for a face-to-face interview, I told my wife, I think God is telling me I need to start getting ready to work for myself. Lo and behold, a month later, my job was eliminated, so this time I was forced to work for myself. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line, the point I'm trying to say is you will get warning signs, and please don't ignore it. Start making preparations because it will take longer than you thought to get your ducks in a row.
Oh, yeah, that's very powerful. Because you know, just to be transparent, in my case, when I got the notice, I got another job, but just like you did, I didn't even start the other job. And it was eliminated. Yeah. And then, you're right, we were forced into the doing your own thing. But, you know, as the old people say sometimes, God has a sense of humor. But you have to, the thing is, we need to walk in our purpose because, you know,
that's
somebody's
right
out there waiting on us to help them solve their problem.
That's true.
And so that's
and
what we
I
need
see,
to step out. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing is I write. I'm a good writer. I've been doing it for 25 years. And if you have the ability to communicate and write, your skills can transition into other areas. And you need to look for opportunities for you to transfer your skills into other avenues. Me and God, as you mentioned earlier, he will design things and put things in order. I'll give you a prime example, and I told my wife this story, and it was kind of funny. My daughter's a cheerleader at a high school in Birmingham, and we had an event. The school was going to go to cheer, and some of her friends were not going, and she did not want to go. So the daddy and me, my 14-year-old daughter kind of, she's kind of got me. You know, she can get anything she wants from her daddy. So she didn't want to go to practice. So I took her to my radio show with me instead of her going to practice. And because of that, because instead of going to that game, she went to my radio show, and we stopped by a restaurant And at the very same moment we were at that restaurant, I saw a friend of mine who was looking for a writer to help a congresswoman's media campaign for her reelection. See, if I had went my what I was planning to do and took my daughter to the game, we would not have been at that restaurant at the very same time God aligned things up for me to meet this guy who hired me to help with this congresswoman's political campaign.
Wow, that's just powerful. You know, I actually, I've heard Pastor Cliff O'Dollar say this. He said, you know, when like in football, use the analogy as when the quarterback releases that ball, that receiver needs to be there, running back, you know, needs to be there to receive it in the right place. And that's what when God releases things, we need to be in the right place to receive it.
Right.
Oh, my God, that is so powerful. Wow. But, you know, God, our God is so good. You know, sometimes we go around the block, and he still will take care of us. And we have to go around the block a couple of times to get to where he wants us to be. So that's just so powerful. Oh, my God. It's just so amazing how God has really worked in your life. And I know you're doing wonderful things. You're doing wonderful things. Tell us a little bit more about your business.
Well, my business is called Williams Writing Solutions, and basically it's a full-service public relations and writing company. I do writing. I'm helping a couple people with writing content for their websites. I'm also helping a couple businesses in terms of just doing press releases. And the school that I used to work for contracted out with me, so I'm handling all of their PR as an outside contractor. And I'm helping three politicians on their reelection campaigns. So I'm utilizing my skills as a writer and my connections as a reporter with other fellow journalists to help people with getting publicity for their various events. And I'm excited about it so far. I get to set my own hours. And you know one thing I am learning? I've heard the phrase hustling. I didn't know what it was like until I started working for myself, because I tell you, I am hustling.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, the groundwork is kind of, you know, as they say, you grinding. You really are.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
For yourself takes
do...
a lot of hours.
Uh-huh.
Working for yourself takes a lot of hours. I mean, there's no set hours, because sometimes I'll be up late at night after the kids got their homework done, and then during the day while the kids are at school, I'll be doing some writing. And I tell you one thing, when you're working for yourself, one of the keys, and I knew this as a reporter, is networking. As a reporter, I network to get story ideas. As a working for myself, the key is to get your name out there and go to where the people are, where you can promote your business. That's one thing that African-Americans, we do not do enough of. We do not do enough networking. And the thing about it is, do not just see, if you're an African-American like me, don't see yourself as just a black company. Because, unfortunately, some people put a stereotype on African-American businesses, believing we put out inferior products and services. I went to a conference where the guy said, do not join the black chamber, it's okay if you join them, but don't just join the black chamber. Also join the majority chamber, because you don't want to limit yourself strictly to African-American businesses. You need to get your name out there for the majority businesses as well.
That's you're right. That networking is very powerful. But what we're going to do right quick, we're going to actually take a commercial break, and we have our spotlight artist that's here today. He just blew me when I heard his song. I said, oh, my God, I got to listen to that again. His name is actually Glow, G-L-O, and his project is called 21, and he's with the entertainment group called Resterical. It's R-E-S-T-E-R-I-C-A-L. And guess what his song is? The song is named Stress, meaning God will take all that stress away. God will take all that fear. He will be the one to help you go through every situation you need to do. So hold on, you guys, and just take a listen to this, and we'll be right back with Mr. Williams.
Can I get that snap? Yeah, there it is. Well, allow me to introduce to you the
people in my way, trying to take my joy away, but I say no, 'cause you don't understand what I've been through just to get here. Heartache and pain, storm is the rain, but trouble don't last always. You may not understand why I'm praising, but I know that my Father would never forsake me. Maybe you've been feeling like life is too heavy, steady, trying to get away from it all. I know the many nights you cry, because you feel so alone. But I've got some news for you, here's some good news for you. I know just what to do. Take all your cares, throw them up in the air, then praise like you don't care. The only way to live is to live it up. He put the love down so we can pick it up. Every day we live without stress, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I said the only way to live is to live it up. He put the love down so we can pick it up. Every day we live without stress, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Give us no stress, no stress, no stress, no stress. Too blessed, too blessed. Be stressed, be stressed. No stress, no stress, no stress, no stress. Too blessed, too blessed. Be stressed, be stressed. No stress, no stress. Every day we live without stress, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Give it to me.
Every year, we've given you Stand One Body. The Country Evangelistic Association presents to you Stand United States. On May 24th, what happens when? What happens when white believers and African-American believers, Latino, Asian, and all ethnicity come together for just Jesus?
God's getting ready to step into your situation and make it match up to your revelation.
It's time we bring back the King.
A lot of men are going through hell and strung out and never want to come to church because the devil has zeroed in on them, because he knows if he can get the priest of the family, then he can wreak havoc upon the rest of the family.
Join colleges, high school, middle school, business leaders, pastors and priests, archbishops and bishops. We shake this nation.
Some of you are waiting for a miracle.
On Saturday, May 24th at the Lakewood Stadium for Stand United States. It's all being brought to you by Pepsi, DTLR, Tranquility Wellness Center, Jesus Lovers, and the Condry Evangelistic Association.
Hey, it's Corey Condry, Coco Brother.
For your free ticket and more info, log on to CEAfamily.org.
You guys, this is Good Deeds, and this is Dr. Renee Sunday, and we're back. I truly enjoyed that song because, you know, we do not want to have any type of stress, okay? God going to take care of all that, okay? We just have to believe, we have to trust, and, of course, we need to walk it out. You guys, we're enjoying our time here with Roy Williams. Oh, my God, you've given us so many great nuggets because, you know, the initial stage of doing, you know, what God wants us to do. You know, we have to make sure we block out that stress. We have to block out that fear, overcome that. You know, but, oh, my God, just tell us a little bit. I'm just so excited to hear from you. Do you think you're actually in your purpose now?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I definitely feel like I'm in my purpose, because I cover small business issues and, you know, minority businesses, covered large businesses, and I've interviewed experts on all these topics of business. And, you know, I have been soaking in knowledge from every business article I've written for 25 years. God is telling me, why don't you put that knowledge you've been writing about to use for yourself? And yes, I definitely feel as if I am in my purpose, because even if one day, and it probably is going to happen, I start working for somebody else again, I am always going to work for myself on the side. Because one thing I've learned from being downsized, not once but twice, is you have got to create your own avenue of revenue where you do not have to depend on other people. I think God is telling me, depend on me, and I will put your talents to use to where you can make money with it and help other people, because I have always had a passion for helping other people through my writing as a reporter. And now God has given me the avenue through my radio to help give exposure to other businesses. And he's also telling me to use my writing talents to help other people. And so I definitely feel as if I am now, as I approach 50 years old of life, and walking in my purpose.
Wow, that's powerful. You know, actually, this powerful young man that T.K. Ware that we interviewed, he actually put it so nicely, and I told him I'm going to use it. He actually said, you know, all of us have a general global purpose, meaning to bring the light, to show the light of Jesus Christ to everyone, to bring them, you know, to Christ. Then he said everybody else have a specific or individual purpose that God is going to put in you to bring that to pass. And I'm like, oh,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
I told him, okay, now
you know,
I'm going to be using
that. One of the things my pastor told me after I got downsized for the second time is that God is telling you that it is time to work for yourself. And he also said that God will never put something more on you than you can bear. If God allows you to lose a job, that means he has something better for you, or he is going to provide another avenue for you to put your talents to use.
Wow, yeah. And you know, that's I'll be honest, with me, I truly learned with me not having my job is, you know, you can't, like you said, you can't count on other people. Because I wanted all these people to call me and say, oh, we sorry, we sorry. But see, I had to do that relationship better with God. I had to make you renew that. And then with my meditation with him, he stirred up the gifts, and then it went out.
Amen. I don't know how it is. I don't know how it is over in Atlanta where you live, but in Birmingham, one of the biggest problems that we as African-American business community have is we do not, number one, we don't network like we need to, and number two, we don't work together. It is amazing, and I've covered this topic for so many years, how many black businesses that I run across that are like mom-and-pop shops, one-man shops, where we don't trust each other, or number two, we're not willing to work together. We're the only race of people, and this came up at the A.G. Gasson conference. A.G. Gasson was a multimillionaire who built 12 different businesses, from a bank to radio stations to funeral homes to a construction company. And he did all this in an era of racism. He started his first business in 1920, and by the time he died in 1995 at age 103, he had amassed a multimillion-dollar 12 businesses conglomerate that employed hundreds of people, and Black Enterprise named him the black businessman of the entire 20th century. But the point I'm trying to make is that we don't work together, and I don't know why, but we've got to realize my strength may be different than your strength, but if we put them all together, just like God creates a hand and a foot, and each of them have different purposes in our mouth, if we put our different resources and tools together, there's no limit to what we can do. We got to learn to trust each other and stop being blinded by that crab-like mentality. And you remember the African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. We got to put our villages back together again because they're broken apart right now.
Yeah, that's happening in Atlanta too. But you know what? We really need to do that. We really do. Because, you know, I try to tell people, even though we're in the same thing, you know, you're in media, I'm in media, it doesn't matter, because you have to bring your own individual talent that God has given you, your individual gift. And, you know, I always quote a real good friend of mine that's in media fire as well. He said, just be yourself. If you're yourself, differences will come out.
That's right.
Isn't that powerful? That's just powerful. But we're going to do that. I mean, I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama, you know, Roll Tide. But we're going to actually bridge that over to you guys in Birmingham. We're going to work on breaking that, because that's not a good thing. And we need to help each other in our different businesses, the gifts that we have and the passions, because that's how we actually going to have people to come closer to Christ, through helping solving their problems that they have.
Amen. And, you know, one of the things that came up at the Education Conference is they said that African Americans are the only race of people that don't work together. The Jews come in and work together. The Mexicans, sure enough, work together. They'll live 10 people to a house, you know. And people who come in from Saudi Arabia and places like that, they work together. And we as African-American people have got to learn to trust each other and realize that we're not all in this alone, that we can do this. There is strength in numbers.
That's right, because we've done it before. Our forefathers did it.
Right.
So I know we can get back to that. We just have to relearn what unfortunate we've created, that unfortunate crap mentality, unfortunate. You know, time goes so fast. Lord, I need to extend this. I'm telling my media staff now, extend it to an hour talking. I need an hour show. But please give us your contact information, how we can book you for your motivational speaking. You know, how we can actually, if someone wants to be a guest on your show, if they are fit for your show. And, you know, I mean, you do so much amazing things, but tell us how we can contact you, you know, social media, website, and that type of information.
Yes, well, I'm on Twitter at Roy Will, R-O-Y-W-I-L-1964, at Roy Will 1964. My radio show also is on Twitter under Biz Talk Roy, Biz Talk Roy, Biz Talk Roy Show. You just search for Biz Talk Roy Williams, and I can be reached via email at biztalkroy, that's biztalkroy at gmail.com, or as consideration as a guest, you can also call my cell, 205-572-1359. That's also how you can reach my business. But my show is called Biz Talk with Roy Williams, and it comes on weekly, and it deals with itself. Hour-long show solely dealing with business issues. Like this Saturday, I have a guest on who are going to be talking about small businesses and entrepreneurship and how you can build a successful business. And I look forward to having you on my show again.
Oh, wow, that'll be great. But, yes, send us that information, and we can spread that out to our website and then also the information on our social media networks, because that sounds like a great topic there. Oh, wow.
And I tell you,
thank you so much.
I can relate. Well, I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thank you for just saying. You can go ahead. What would you was about to say something. I'm sorry.
I was just going to tell you, I really admire you for the book you wrote about your brother's loss, because I wrote a book about my brother's loss. I lost a brother on 9/11, and I know all about the faith walk and how God can bring you from your lowest moments to a level of peace. My brother was killed on 9/11, and I just commend you for your book, and keep up the good work.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a process. I tell people you have to go through the grieving process, but when you get that light bulb experience, knowing that you will see them again and God is going to comfort you through the process. It's just amazing.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so much
for
having me on your show.
You're welcome so much. And you guys, this is Dr. Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. Now, you know how to get in contact with us. Go on our social media networks. It's Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. You can go to our website, which is gooddeedslive.com. But if you need us, reach out to us for any events that you may have or anything you need us to help you do. And, again, this is Good Deeds, and this is Dr. Renee Sunday. Take care.